is Chairman Dell, DOT, dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law of the Pointer and Bucherri Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Joseph Wright, please note the following medical letter, period. Joseph is J-O-S-E-P-H, Wright is W-R-I-G-H-T, period. The patient was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on May 23rd, 2023, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 59-year-old male, comma, weight 240 pounds, comma, and height 5'9" tall, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 23rd of 22, period. The patient was a pedestrian coming out of a Meijer grocery store, period. A car struck both the patient and his cart, period. The patient went up on the hood and down the side of the fender, landing on the ground, period. The vehicle ran over the patient's right foot, and he landed on his side, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained significant injury and could not get up from the ground, period. He had immediate pain in his right foot, comma, right thigh, comma, right shoulder, comma, and mouth pain, period. Despite treatment present day, he is having pain in his right foot, period. The patient continues to have a limp, period. The right foot is described as a throbbing type pain and is worse on weekends when he is not quite as mobile, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. Also, the patient did have to have a correction of his chipped tooth with an extraction and a partial inserted, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that ambulance that day took him to Eskenazi emergency room where he had x-rays, period. He was given crutches and referred to a foot doctor, period. He was seen by a foot doctor approximately 2.5 weeks later. He was seen at least two times and he had x-rays and he was placed on anti-inflammatory medicine, period. Despite treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his foot. Period. He saw a dentist approximately 2 weeks after the automobile accident, and they did a repair with an extraction and inserting a partial, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems getting up from a sitting position, comma, going into a car, comma, still having problems walking with a limping sensation, comma, prolonged walking, comma, he can't run, comma, driving greater than an hour, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, and sports such as walking in the park, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicine for hypertension, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is that of hypertension, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed the patient injured his right foot at age 12 when he ran over his big toe with a lawnmower, period. He had a laceration with sutures. It healed in approximately 6 months without permanency, period. He has had no other treatment or problems with the right foot other than sutures, period. The patient has not been involved in another pedestrian injury, period. The patient has not been involved in serious automobile accidents, only minor ones without treatment, period. The patient sustained a work injury approximately 4 years ago, injuring his right hand when he got pinched by metal that required a couple sutures without permanency, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals appendectomy and hernia repair, period. New paragraph, occupation is that he builds automation equipment, and this affects his job performance, period. He is able to work full-time but at a slower pace and with pain, period. Upon review of medical records, pertinent studies, Hancock Physician Network, dated May 26, 2022, the patient was walking in a crosswalk. Patient was walking in a crosswalk at Myers about 3 months ago, and truck hit him, ran over right foot, bad bone bruise and tendon injury, chipped tooth when knocked down, period. Someday still really sore, makes him limp still. He had been using treadmill until the injury, but now can't, period. Records from IU Saxony Hospital, emergency department, February 23rd, 2022. States 58-year-old white male who complains of right dorsal foot pain after a truck ran over it at Myers just prior to arrival. Patient came in by ambulance. On physical examination, he was in mild distress. There was tenderness over the right dorsal foot. Assessment is right foot sprain. X-rays negative. Due to force of injury, we'll place patient on crutches / cast shoe / Anaprox PRN and follow up with podiatry. X-ray study of the foot was no acute findings, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, May 23rd, 2023, examination of the skin revealed a large right lower quadrant abdominal appendix scar, period. The patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation. Extraocular muscles intact. There was a examination of the oral cavity, revealed a new right upper posterior bridge that was placed for an apparent chipped tooth, period. Examination of the neck and cervical area was unremarkable, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar spine was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the extremities revealed a normal left lower extremity. Examination of the right foot revealed moderate motion deficit. With significant weakness of the right foot, period. It was swollen in the right superior mid-dorsal aspect of the foot, period. There was tenderness and heat on palpation as well as crepitance involving the foot, period. Examination of both shoulders were normal with normal range of motion, period. Examination of both thighs were unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes to be normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all his treatment, as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the accident of February 23rd of 22, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right foot trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number two, right thigh trauma resolved. Number three, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain resolved, period. Number four, chipped tooth involving the mouth that required extraction and a dental appliance, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the pedestrian slash automobile accident of February 23rd of 22, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the right foot, utilizing table 16-2, the patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, period. Utilizing table 16-10, this equates to a 3% whole body impairment, period. The 7% lower extremity impairment is a direct result of the pedestrian injury of February 23rd of 22, period. As a result of this injury, the patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right foot as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Utilizing generic medications and over-the-counters, he will need medications at a monthly expense of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will need a foot brace at a cost of $150 that would need to be replaced yearly, period. A TENS unit would help with the pain at a cost of $500, period. Injections in the foot would cost approximately $3,000, period. The patient may possibly require definitive surgical correction of his right foot down the road, period. The patient did have significant dental expenses for correction of the chipped tooth, period. New paragraph. The patient was off work as a result of this accident from February 24th of 22 to April 21st of 22, period. This time missed from work was all appropriate and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to this exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.